Is it time for Halloween in Australia? Is it time? Are Australians ready to commit to this annual activity? Can it be supported in the majority of homes throughout our wide brown land? Well, if the retailers in Australia have any say in it, then it will happen. Last year, I saw more commercialisation of Halloween than at any other time in my life. Supermarkets had been selling whole pumpkins in a dedicated Halloween display for only $20. At the same supermarket, I got fake spider webbing stuck in my head as the confectionery aisle was dressed up in a Halloween theme. I'm 6'2", so I'm not surprised. The local newsagent had a Halloween theme as well, and so did most of the retailers at the shopping centre, with a lot of staff members all dressed up as witches and warlocks, vampires and zombies. I remember when I was 16, way back in 1988, and a group of friends and I got dressed up as ninjas on Halloween, and we went out trick-or-treating. I don't remember a lot of details about that night, other than scaring a young mum, home alone with her kids, and causing an old man's pacemaker to kick in, but we won't go in there. There wasn't a lot of success in the gathering of treats, other than a packet of 2-minute noodles and a stale pack of milk arrowroot biscuits. You Aussies know what I'm talking about. All our effort to walk around the streets of Toowong and get dressed up was pretty much for naught, but we had fun nonetheless. An American friend asked me last year what my plans for Halloween were. I explained that it isn't really followed in Australia, and she asked me what days we had for fun down under were. I had to think about it for a minute, and I responded with Australia Day. Anzac Day popped into my mind, but that day is about respecting our diggers who have fought in wars, so Anzac Day doesn't really qualify. Then I thought about the Melbourne Cup. Sure, that's a fun day for adults, so that doesn't count either. Cross out the worldwide usual suspects like Christmas and New Year and Easter, and there isn't another national day that we could call fun. So why not Halloween? It appears as though we're heading that way anyway. I can totally see myself attending a Halloween dress-up party. My kids and I love that movie Hocus Pocus, and there is an awesome Halloween dress-up party in that. And the original Karate Kid has a Halloween dress-up party as well. It looks like a lot of fun. I'd love to get dressed up like Herman Munster or Frankenstein. Well, even Shrek, why not? So last year, my kids got invited to go trick-or-treating with some other friends. Well, they only had a couple of hours' notice, and they got dressed up the best they could in such a short time. And they went off and had a ball and brought home a ton of sweets. On the drive there, we saw some other neighbourhood kids all dressed up and walking around with their jack-o'-lantern baskets. And I remember last year I saw quite a lot of kids roaming the streets in search of sweetly goodness as well. I even bought some chocolates ready for some knocks on the door, but no one came by. So I'll knock on my own door this year, if it happens again, and do some trick-or-treating of my own. Yummy. The retailers are throwing their weight behind Halloween. The kids are throwing their tooth cavities behind Halloween. Let's have some fun. In 2011, we're going the whole hog. Who's with me? This is Jack McLean.